Cheek sprang forward and tugged Basil's paws with gusto.
Heave-ho, old Sir Hare! Out you come now!
Oh, beastly young blighter, you're standing on me here!
Orlando put his strong back against the rock that was trapping Basil. He gave a mighty grunt as he threw his weight against it.
Oh, that's it. Hurry now. I can't hold this much longer.
Jabez and Jess helped Cheek. As Matthias dug furiously, they gave a good long heave. Basil popped out like a cork. The big badger let the rock go. There was another cloud of dust and a rattling of pebbles as the heap of hillside rubble settled. Basil stamped his paws experimentally.
Bit stiff and all that. Still working hunky-dory, though. Well, what a load of old ninnies we are, eh? Letting ourselves get bamboozled like that.
Let's not start blaming ourselves,
Matthias cut in sharply.
What we did seemed a good idea at the time. The thing now is, how do we get out of this fix? Has any creature got flint or tinder to make light?
Jess Squiddle wiped a paw across her brow.
Not a very good idea, Matthias. Haven't you noticed? It's getting quite warm in here. That means we're using up the air. If we start making fire, we'll use it up double quick and suffocate.
Orlando slumped back against the cave wall.
You're right, Jess. Those slavers meant this to be our tomb, and they've done a good job of it, worse luck. Give me a moment or two to rest. Then I'll see if there's any possibility of digging our way out, or at least making a small hole so that fresh air can come in.
It's this dark I can't stand, not being able to see anything, all hot and covered in dusty muck with a whole hillside on top of us. I can't even see me paw in front of my eyes.
Cheek's voice sounded close to panic. Basil patted him firmly.
Now then, young Otter, my lad, chin up. There's nothing to get in a funk over. When I was with the Border Patrol, we were in lots of tighter places than this one, what? Never say die, Cheek! Ha! I'll bet you we'll be out of here before the night's over. Don't worry, young water dog, you'll be walloping about in the river by tomorrow night.
Cheek sat close to Basil and waited, while Jess and Orlando took first shift to dig a way out of the landslide. Around the friends, the air seemed to grow darker and heavier as they lay trapped in the bowels of the hill. On the outside, Matameo scrabbled furiously at the loose shale and earth alongside Orma. The others dodged around the heap, trying to find a likely spot to dig. Orma grunted and strained as she tried to dislodge a huge boulder.
It was my father, Orlando the Axe,
she told Matameo.
I'd know his battle cry anywhere. Oh, please let him be all right.
Matameo stopped digging for a moment as he watched the loose earth slide swiftly in to take the place of the boulder Orma was moving.
I saw my father, and heard him too. Even in the night, I think I recognised Jess and Basil. There were a few others too, but it was all over too fast to see who they were.
Oh, we're getting nowhere like this. Look, every time you dig out a bit, the earth slides in and fills the gap again.
Cynthia Bankvall sat down and let the loose earth run through her paws.
It's no use. What can we do against all this? It would take 10 teams of moles a full season to move all this earth. And some of these boulders look as big as a cottage.
Sam Squiddle shouldered her roughly aside.
Doesn't matter. My mum's in there, so we've got to keep trying. Come on, Cynthia, up on your paws and get digging.
Jube, look about for a big branch or something I can use as a lever against these rocks.
Orma called out.
How are you doing, Matty?
Matameo straightened up.
Not very well. I suggest we all dig in the one spot.
Tess came hurrying over.
Look, I found some flat slaty pieces. They'll do to dig with.
Dawn's first light glimmered in the east, a soft rosy glow dispersing the night from the deep greenery of mossflower woods. The sun rose steadily, drying the dew from leaf and flower, as the young woodlanders dug wearily in the shifting mass of debris. Slagar lay on top of the gorge, watching them as he murmured,
"Keep digging, my little slaves. Tire yourselves out so that you won't run and dodge. I can see my slavers threading their way through the forest yonder. They'll soon be here. Dig away, you young fools. You'll never see your friends or parents again."